You say your voice is loud.
And my voice is loud. Your own is not as loud as my own.
Let me shout.
Don't shout, please. Don't shout. I mean, just let's roll title. No time.
Welcome to my not so secret diary. We can talk about almost anything. Serious, hilarious, and so much information. Welcome to my not so secret.
Yo, welcome to my not so secret diary. I'm still MC Blue with TCFR with my usual noisemaker in the building.
Hello, it's Olivia in the building.
It's crazy that some would say for relationships to work, the couple or the intending couples have to have a certain form of compatibility. And they'll say sometimes opposite attracts. You've never heard of that one that they say opposite attracts?
It's normal.
Okay, so it's normal. Opposite attracts. So the one that people always used to carry on their head like government work, is where they'll say sexual compatibility. So the big question today, is sexual compatibility a big deal in when relationships are involved?
Yes, people actually get a divorce because of this. People break up because of this. People fight because of this. A lot of things are happening on the streets because of this.
So in the streets of relationships, sexual compatibility is an issue. But what exactly is sexual compatibility?
It's, will I say, where you guys sexual, I don't know how to put it, where you guys are on the same level sexually. Like, if I'm on a 10, you should be on a 10 or a 9 or 8. Something that you can actually, you know,
so what are we grading? What are we grading on this scale of 1 to 10 now? Is it are we grading libido? Are we grading?
There's libido. There's fantasies. There's adventures.
Adventures and fantasy. The last time you mentioned bucket list.
And then there's bucket list. People have bucket list. I mean, their list is nasty. It's very nasty.
So we can say rate of nastyability.
Yeah. Okay, now you might be a funky person. Like the male might want to try new things, explore with this person. And your partner is not that kind of person. Your partner is the regular kind of, you know, regular type. It has to be in the room. It has to be on the bed. Nothing past that.
Wait, because now that you have mentioned exploring, now you said the males like to explore.
I'm not saying male. No, it can be the female.
No, you said
can be the male. I was giving
an example.
Yes.
But if in that example now, we will say that males are more likely to explore in terms of their sexuality when in relationships as opposed to females, or it's a no-brainer that can be anybody.
It's a 50-50 something, can be anybody.
Well, it's in the polls. You can definitely vote on this. Do you feel males are more adventurous or are females more adventurous?
It's left me, it's 50-50 because...
So you go and vote.
There are people.
You are the type that used to do irregular fake voting election.
Yes. No, this present election, no.
Anyway, back to the topic.
But anyway, it's left to me is 50-50. That guys are very adventurous and they have fantasies. They want to try new things and shit like that. That girls are out of the world. They have things that they want to try. That bucket list is something that is everywhere now. Everybody has it. It might not be sexually, it might be something else, but things that you want to try before you die, or things that you want to try before you marry, or things that you want to try in your marriage, those kind of things. Yeah. So people have their own fantasies and, you know.
But in terms of this sexual compatibility now, and you talk about the fantasies, is it like a deal breaker for some?
Some people actually use that as part of what they look at in a partner. Yes, because you can't be like, now maybe I'm a funky type of person. I did not say I am, but I cannot now meet somebody that is not I cannot now be somebody that is not on that level. No, even if you're not on the same level with me, at least you can be a 10, you can be a 7 and willing to try. Not the one that maybe the person is funky and you're not looking at the person like this person is a demon. You people cannot cohabitate together. Because me, I would like to try new things with the partner that I'm with. And the partner won't want to try things. He's just a regular kind of person. Because maybe it's because of the upbringing or something. The both of you will fight, definitely. It's either you join them or you beat them. That's how it is.
So for libido now, what's the great skill for libido now? Would say, is that still a deal breaker?
Yeah, especially for women. Women has left, I don't know for any other person, for me, what I've seen in this world, women has the very high rates when it comes to libido. Because they have a lot of things that, a lot of hormones that is, you know.
Wait, oh, so you're, wait, that. If you say women have higher libidos, how come online, let's say if you go online now, we enter Twitter, you then see talks of people that have that are frigid. That's the word that they use. People that are frigid, no soundtracks, no... And you then see a lot of males coming out to say, oh, they've had experiences. But the highest you can hear from a woman say about a man is, oh, he's a one-minute man. That's the highest you hear.
It's a one-minute man in one position. That's it. Let me say this here. Left to me, women are not really open when it comes to sexual talks. Because it's easy to judge a woman when she's talking about sexual things than judging a man. Society feels that men, would I say, it's a normal thing for men because they are men. But for women, it's easy for you to just judge. In short, women judge women normally.
So where is women supporting women? That one is in the trash.
That one is just cover up. Women don't like women.
Anyway.
Yes, now. Women supporting women is just something that they use to cover up their tracks. You hear, if you check the rate of what they call it, betrayals, it's always girls. It's always girls. You don't see, guys are very cool with yourself. They don't cause havoc. They don't do the, just few
as much as,
yes, it's just few cases as much as women. That's how it is. So I'll say for women are easily judged when they come out to say things, especially sexual things. But you don't know what's going on in the streets of relationship. That's in that word relationship is covering a lot of things.
Okay, because I know from our last topic where we treated kinks, we talked about kinks, sexual kinks and all that. We mentioned bucket list, and that's where you drew the first inference from, talking about bucket list. And now you are mentioning libido. And then you then mentioned that a lot of things go on with hormones for women.
Yes, break a lot it of down. Things go on.
The reason I'm asking that you break it down is, wait first, the reason I'm saying that you should break it down now is, a lot of people don't, let me not say a lot of people, but guys, most guys would not have an idea as to the workings or what goes on in a woman. Because you hardly see women make first advances when it comes to sex. So, why is that? Then secondly, what actually goes on to say women have a higher libido than men?
Women actually have higher libido. That thing about making the first move, it might be in the person's head, but there's this, as you're thinking about it, you're thinking of, where do you want to start? Where do you want to end? How do you want to, you know? But before you even, you know, get there, the guy has already
what?
Has gotten
no,
the notion already.
I think that's a misconception that a lot of women have. They feel to make an advance, you don't have to be vocal. That's what women feel, I think.
No, some women actually don't like, let's say, people turning them down. So rather than...
So you have a partner, wait now, you have a partner, a committed partner. And you are saying you are scared your partner will turn you down. Have you ever heard the saying that a man said no to sex? Like minus Joseph and Potiphar's wife. Have you ever heard? Like it's very strange because before a woman conceptualizes the act, the man has...
For partners, let me just say from people that I know that actually it takes a woman time to get to that level of comfortability with somebody, even partner. It takes a lot of time. to get there with partner. When you now get there, you see that she's now more open to you sexually than before. Do you understand? You don't even need to ask.
So now the guys be agbalagba once.
You just shoot it in. Except the ones that are already used to the funky lifestyle already. The ones that are always very open to ask or go through with it are the ones that have tried a lot of things in this life. When they now see that, when they now start flirting with you and see that, okay, my energy matches with this person's energy, she will be the first person to actually make the move, not the man.
Oh, so that means for people in relationships where they've noticed that their partners hardly ever make the move, is that maybe the partner isn't comfortable yet.
Yes, the person is not there yet with you.
So back to emotions. Sorry, you say hormones.
Yes,
I beg, explain this thing.
I'm not into the medical side like that.
Yeah, so explain it streetwise.
From streetwise, hormones has a lot when it comes to, sexual thingies and everything. For men, their own is different. For women, they have a lot of things that go on with their cycles and everything. We have mood swings. They have this sexual urge most times. There is ovulation. That one is when you know that if you do this thing, you see that something will pop up after 9 months. Or maybe God is on your side.
Zina.
The ovulation period is always is the most risky period and is the most I don't know how I put it.
It's the peak of horniness.
That one. This.
So guys will always say this, but that women have no idea of what men go through because your testosterone level in women are really low. But a guy has to go through this phase from puberty. From puberty to adulthood, while women have breaks. The breaks are those periods in your cycle, as you said, where you might have the mood swing. But Baba down there no get mood swing.
Women don't have breaks.
How will you say women don't have breaks?
Women don't have breaks.
Women do have breaks.
When do they have
breaks? Let's look at the monthly cycle now. I'm not a woman, but at least you just mentioned mood swing.
Yeah.
So you are having mood swing, the person can't touch you. How you go? Tear and slap. But a guy does not have mood swing, both upstairs or downstairs. There is no mood swing. A guy is 24-hourly horny. You can quote me anywhere. The reason why I will say this is we are moved by sound, sight, smell. So if all our senses are honed or fine-tuned to it. And that's the reason why you hear that they say men have primal instincts when it comes to sex. And they say men are polygamous in nature. And that's an excuse that people give to say men can be promiscuous. But why is that not for women?
That's actually for women too. It's just that it's easy for them to pull out or say no because of their moods.
Like, so now, you see, now you're still saying the mood.
But sound, smell, and those things are moving me, but because of I'm pissed, I'll be like, I beg, I'm not.
And but a guy will be, I beg, but you're do sharp. That's the difference.
Works for them, just that women, small things is to spoil things, and they are easily moved by things that are going on.
This is where the argument is. If small things they move. If small things move women to actually be in the to have the urge, and small things will take you out of the urge. But guys don't have those small things.
No, guys do.
No,
there are some guys that they might be ready to get down, and maybe they don't like the smell or the stench from the person's body, and they get off from it. There are some guys that will be in the mood, and when you get there, it's not what they ordered and what they got.
So back to the discussion of what you ordered, but I'm of the opinion that there are actually no 1 minute men.
No, it depends on how.
So that's why I said I am of the opinion that there are actually no 1 minute men.
And that's when it comes to the sexual compatibility.
Okay. So if we are talking sexual compatibility now, are we talking about Bayanis Tatata, or we are actually talking about the process from
the to finish. Process from to finish. Some people don't go through the process. Some people just once it's up, it's entering and it's coming out, and everybody has gone, which is not supposed to be like that. That's where they call it 1 minute, because for the ladies, they prefer that. Men's body is easy to get aroused, but for the women, for you to get there for them, you have to put in effort.
So by the time the guy is putting in effort, in his mind, Baba don't really they do work already. So that's where the difference is. The thing is, a lot of people don't understand their biology. Let's start with that first.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly guys, we feel the primal instincts that we have of being aroused, of saying, oh, it don't set. That's the highest that we understand. And I'm saying this for some. Let nobody now go and say, in don't generalize, calm down. For some. But there are other people also who understand that the thought process is actually the beginning of it.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a process to it. There is the foreplay, there is the wordplay, there is the play, and there is the afterplay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some women will say they would like the whole stretch. From the wordplay to the foreplay. Some, it's not even wordplay. It's from the byplay. Example, buy ice cream. Do something.
Yeah.
That's where love language comes in.
Where you are sweet. You get this.
But let's continue. Now, diabetes is killing us. Now, so from the wordplay or the byplay or whatever love language gets mm-hmm. the person on, we then get to the foreplay. There's the conception or misconception that not every lady enjoys foreplay. Have you ever heard this thing said by a lady that, oh, they can like somebody, but even during the act, they will not kiss?
Yeah, they have people like that. No, which is more intimate? They don't like you.
So which is more intimate? That's the question.
They don't. That's why I said women's libido is high.
So wait, your libido high, so then you know if you kiss, but you won't do.
Just do what you want to do. Don't get. There are some people that have this notion that when you like somebody, you put in effort. Like, there are a lot of things that you have to do. There are a lot of things that you can do with this person that you like. Do you understand? Like the foreplay, the you know, all those shakara first before you get to the foreplay.
So you see this, those... you see that shakara first, ba? That is where the problem is.
Yeah, so
for
people,
most guys.
Some people, it turns them on now. You have to start. If you want to on them, will you just drag it like that?
Yeah, now it's not small tiger.
Even the small tiger, you have to off some things. You off fridge, you off this one, you off that one. Before you now go, you now pull plug. Before you drag Jen. And if you drag Jen, you still have to pull plug again and do all those things that on the light.
Engineer!
Switch the thing.
Well on.
That's the main package. But some women don't do that main package with people that...
They don't like.
For them, let's say a woman can see a guy like this and be like, okay, I just want to get down with you. You look like somebody that I want to get down with. Like, I see you and I just want to get down with you. Nothing else.
So then they will now shank the foreplay. Foreplay, get out
yes,
of the
Yes, the foreplay is off because they've seen you and this is what they want at that moment. And they know that for the guy,
There is no.
They will come and they will ask you. And you will get down. And when you get down, that's it for her.
Hey, guys are cheap. Okay. Jesus.
But for the person that she likes and she really adores, she wants that full... You know,
the full package of stress.
Yes, the one that you run from room to this place, from this one to this one, before you now get down, all those plenty things with teeth.
So I thought you said with teeth. I'm wondering whether they used to use teeth to do things. But back to the discussion on the compatibility thing now, and you said it's a deal breaker. So if somebody is on a 5 and another person is on a 10, so that match can't work.
It will be hard. It will be, well, I say it will be hard. At first, the person will not want to complain because the person will be like, is that they don't want to bruise your ego or they don't want to, and it's always for the women. So that they don't want to bruise the man's ego or they don't want to, you know, make you look less of a person. They will not say it at the meeting. That's why most times when you see a guy and a girl fighting, the girl will not have told you this thing before. But for it to pain you, yeah, she will now come and say it. Then I'm like, oh.
Okay, so now the question, does size matter?
It's a lie.
No, the way we are
saying it's just peer pressure. Peer pressure. Because those inches is destruction.
So it's always funny when you go online and you go to the Twitter streets. I'll call Twitter streets because it's a world of its own. In fact, Twitter Avenue and Twitter Destination. Now, one day I actually sat down and I was like, okay, you know what? Let's actually check these inches that people are calling. Mm-hmm. And you hear 6 inches, 7 inches, 8 inches, 9 inches, 10. Porn don't destroy people for this life.
That's what's going on in the world.
Because, you know, the last time that we had this discussion and when we talked about kings and the likes, yeah? And I asked the question of where did questions. And that's why I put in that question to say, are you a shower or a grower? Whether it was a good enough question for a girl to ask, mm-hmm, a guy. But that was a weird question, mm-hmm, that someone told me a lady asked. Now, the question is, if size doesn't matter, because you say it matters and it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. So where does it matter? Then where doesn't it matter?
You know, the sizes are different. You get it.
Get quality.
Uh-huh. So, and everybody with their size is supposed to have their own game. Do you get?
Oh, so size comes with game.
Yes.
Okay.
If you're on the small side, you are supposed to know how to do all those plenty, you know.
So you are supposed to be a tumbler.
Yes, you're supposed to be a funky person. You're supposed to try things, you know, toys and everything to make it smooth. So she doesn't have to complain. The middle size is okay. That's the best size. Medically and everything. Sound is okay. But you see that outrageous sizes that they are talking about? It comes with a lot of pain.
But should they say pain is pleasure?
Pain is not pleasure. It's not that kind of pain. It comes with a lot of pain and there's a lot of tearing. You can even bleed on top and it can cause you wounds,
aka wound destruction.
Yeah, it can shift something,
although medically it's not, there's no wound,
there's nothing like that. Yes, yeah. But in that area it's actually not good, and sometimes people actually get dried up automatically. So for the big size, you're supposed to have your game well. You're supposed to know how all those processes, you know, you're supposed to know how to join, you know. You're supposed to get to a point where you know where you add.
Where you add effort and where you don't add effort.
Yes, where you are going to put things that make it, you know, wet back. Where you're supposed to stop. Where you're not supposed to stop because that's a lot of pain.
So there should be stop gaps.
Yes, you should know how to, you know, function with your size. That's it. Yes.
But as you mentioned peer pressure now, so is the pressure coming from... When you say peers, is it ladies? Because when they talk plenty, it's not like men don't talk, but women do talk more. Because, mm-hmm, you will not see a guy inside the dressing room.
But it's only when they fight that you hear.
But here's the thing: you will never see guys in the dressing room or the dressing locker of the gym. You go like, ah, this guy, your prick big past this other person own. You never hear things like that. But you see where women be like, your press is it. Women do that. So the talk on size, is that a women talk or you will say it's both genders that do it? And when you talk about it...
women talk. That's why I said peer pressure. This person might have tried this size. And the person will now come and make it sound exciting. The person will forget that part that was painful.
So that's painful pleasure now.
It's not only painful. There are people that like pain with pleasure. Those ones are psychos. It's part of their bucket list. Those ones are not normal people. So they come and make it look like it's a good thing. Do you get?
Okay, so but that's from their perspective now.
Yeah, it's a good thing. They won't tell you, they only tell you the positive, they'll tell you the good part. They'll leave out the bad part. Anyway, that's how people talk these days. They'll tell you the sweet part and leave the bitter part and the after effect part. They will not tell you what you're supposed to expect. They'll just tell you, this is what you get, rather than giving you the full information. So somebody else, I'm not saying me, somebody else that is in that dressing room is listening to what you're saying. and wanting to try it. Then the person may have a partner that is a normal size or a small size, which...
Then now the person will now start thinking far.
Yes. You now want to try it. Then the one that you have...
You'll now be...
If it enter your head too much, the one that you have, you will not rate it like that anymore again. You will not be looking for what... I want to see what...
The other person
this saw. Person is talking about. I want to try.
Hey! I see snake. So now that song actually enter.
Do you know that girls has... They have whole face.
Let's stop this talk here first. Let's stop this talk here. Whole face and peer pressure is going to be the next topic
for
my not-so-secret diary next time. But what our advice is, you've listened to the gist. Jump on the poll. Jump on the questionnaire.
Tell us what you think.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Does size matter? Does are you a grower or a shower?
Wow, that was matter. No, you cannot ask people that one.
You have to know.
You cannot ask people.
Does it matter? Is it something that you ask on the first day?
Is sexual compatibility a thing?
Yes.
Is it a deal breaker? Or is it something you can...
Are you a straightforward person, or you like foreplay? You like the one that you chase you from room to parlor?
Are you adventurous? Will you like your leg to be hung up and down?
Will you like to do it on top of a tree? Those
mountain
kind of things.
Or on top of the sun?
The hair on
next
the fan.
Burn your
they will hang you on the fan and to be turning, and they will be turning with you. All those kind of things. Let us know. Let's know your opinions.
It's my not so secret diary. Share these opinions with us. You can hit us up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at MNSSD Podcast. Share your opinions. Don't forget, like, share, and subscribe to our channel, and then follow us on Spotify. So it's bye for now. And we'll be jumping on to the next topic where we talk about peer pressure. And what did we say again?
Whole face.
Do guys even have hope? Well, yes. we'll discuss.
They
get out.
They should.
You say like bye 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 bye.